You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds kicked off their final homestand of this 2021 baseball season by knocking off the Dodgers Friday night, 3-1, the final score. Luis Castillo was outstanding, pitching 6 1/3 innings of shutout baseball with 10 strikeouts. It was a revenge game of sorts for former Dodger Kyle Farmer, who had 2 doubles. He scored the Reds' first run, and then he drove in the next 2. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Cowboy, great ball game tonight for the Reds, and it was a great game start to finish. This team just looked like it played with an edge this evening that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, I thought a lot of that edge was created basically by the performance of Luis Castillo. He kept the Dodgers off the board early, even though they threatened right out of the gate with the opening swing of Mookie Betts and the double down the right field line. But after that, he settled down and he pitched some serious baseball.
Brilliant start for him. And how about Kyle Farmer? I mean, he swung the bat well since returning from the paternity list, but not quite like we've seen like he did tonight.
Yeah, he looks relaxed. He looks like he knows he's the shortstop. And you get a little bit of extra adrenaline even in the month of September when you're playing against a club that told you right out of the gate you can't play shortstop. Boy, there's no more motivation than that.
And I think he used that tonight, and it certainly looked like it. Good win for the Reds. Should be another fun pitching matchup tomorrow night. Sonny Gray against Max Scherzer. Look forward to that ball game tomorrow afternoon. First pitch, 2:10. Yid will have more on that coming up. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. When the pitching matchup of Luis Castillo and Walker Buehler was posted for Friday night's game, you had to figure this would be a low-scoring game and a well-pitched game, and it was. Mookie Betts led off the top of the first with a double off Castillo, but then he struck out the next 2 batters and then after a walk ended the inning without a run scoring. Castillo then retired 12 of the next 14 batters he faced. The Reds, meanwhile, couldn't do much against Buehler. He walked a batter in the second, gave up a base hit in the third, and issued another walk in the fourth, but they couldn't cross the plate. The Reds finally drew first blood in the top of the fifth. Kyle Farmer led off with a double to right field. That brought catcher Tucker Barnhart to the plate.
Buehler back to the plate. 1-1 pitch. Little looper, short center field. That's going to fall for a hit. Here comes Farmer around third. Throw to the plate. No throw from Bellinger. 1-0 Reds. Tucker Barnhart claps his hands together, points into the Reds' dugout after giving the Reds a 1-0 lead in the fifth.
It looked like the Dodgers were going to cross the plate in the sixth inning. With 1 out, Trey Turner and Corey Seager reached on back-to-back base hits, but Justin Turner flew out to left field and Castillo ended the inning against Will Smith.
And the pitch is popped in the air. Shallow right, Castellanos in. He makes the catch. The pitch was a changeup. And Castellanos gets him to fly out routinely to the right fielder. Dodgers go quietly in the sixth. Couple of hits, but they're both stranded.
With 1 out in the bottom of the sixth, Nick Castellanos and Joey Votto both singled, but Mike Moustakas popped up for the second out. That brought Kyle Farmer back to the dish.
The 0-1 pitch. And Farmer loops one down the left field line. That's down and all the way to the wall. One runs home. Castellanos, here's Votto right behind him. He will score. And Farmer drives in 2 with his second double tonight. 3-0 Reds.
Luis Castillo came back out to pitch the seventh for Cincinnati. He struck out Cody Bellinger, but then Matt Beaty singled. That was it for Castillo. Luis Sessa came on and got a couple of fly balls from Chris Taylor and Mookie Betts to end the inning. Here's the pitching line on Luis Castillo. 6 1/3 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts, 111 pitches, 72 of those for strikes. The Reds went out in order in the bottom of the inning, in part because Jonathan India was robbed.
India readies. Smith will set on the outside corner. Pitch. Line drive. Leaping catch by Corey Seager. And he needed every bit of that 6'4 frame to pull that rabbit out of the air. A three-up, three-down inning. India robbed. Reds lead 3-0.
Sessa pitched a 1-2-3 top of the eighth for Cincinnati. Jesse Winker was hit by a pitch leading off the bottom of the eighth, but he had to leave the game. It looked like he re-aggravated that intercostal strain when he swung at a pitch before he was hit by the pitch. It was the pitch before, so we'll keep an eye on that. Right-hander Michael Lorenzen came on the pitch to the top of the ninth. He struck out Justin Turner to begin things. Will Smith was hit by a pitch. Cody Bellinger grounded out, but Smith was running on the pitch, so he reached second base. Matt Beattie was next up, and the shutout was over.
Reds leading it 3-0 in the ninth. Lorenzen from the belt. Home with the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle, and that is into right center field for a hit. Smith around third. He will score the Dodgers' first run of the night.
Albert Pujols then came on to pinch hit with two outs and a runner on first, and this is how the game ended.
Breaking ball lined into center field. There is DeShields. He's got it, and that's it. Reds win it 3-1, beating the Dodgers in the first game of this three-game series. Kyle Farmer sticks it to his old team, scoring the Reds' first run and driving in the next two. 3-1, Reds beat the Dodgers to kick off this three-game series in Cincinnati.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. For L.A., 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. They stranded 8. Castillo, the winner, 8-15. Bueller, the loser, 14-4. And Lorenzen, save number 4. 2 hours and 34 minutes, 28,926 on hand at Great American Ballpark. And with the victory, the Reds are now 77-71 on the season. Time to hear from the man who had the big night at the plate, Kyle Farmer.
Kyle, just what did it mean to do this for the team, but also maybe an added bonus to do it against the Dodgers?
It was a big win, obviously, for the team. And, I take these games. I love a lot of guys over there. They're great, great friends of mine, great teammates, some of the best friends I've ever had. But love playing them. You know, the intensity level is just seems a little different playing against them. And but I love all those guys over there. They're great, great friends of mine, great teammates. And but you know, it was a good game for everybody, for all of us, and it was a big win to shorten that wave.
Kyle, can you describe just the atmosphere tonight? It just seemed like it was closer to playoff-like than we've seen here this season.
Yeah, it was awesome. I noticed I was getting stretched out around like 6:50, and they had the TV on in the training room, and you could already see the fans just packing out, and it was really cool. I said to Jimmy, I was like, "Wow, they're already selling it. They're already packing up the house." And he said like 32,000 or something. Which is awesome. So those fans were loud tonight, especially in big situations, which was really cool. And you know, I was fortunate enough to play in the playoffs with the Dodgers for 2 years, and this stadium was very loud and very similar to those atmospheres.
Game two of the three-game series is Saturday afternoon as Sonny Gray goes to the mound against Max Scherzer. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 1:40. First pitch is set for 2:10. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Reds beat the Dodgers 3-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.